Dracarys, bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm here on day 436 of quarantine 37. Life. Mm-hmm. Yep, 37. With my fiance because, well, we're quarantined, so nothing else I can really do. The other day, Bo and I got in our first quarantine fight. That was fun because Bo bought an 80,
I measured wrong.
An 85-inch TV.
I measured wrong.
And listen,
it's huge and it's amazing, and I watched like really good movies on it the last two nights. And sorry, it's fantastic. We're gonna have it until this thing is over.
Until quarantine is over.
Unless someone wants to come and buy it and pick it up.
Right.
Jax Taylor.
Yeah, Jax, come get it. Because I'd like, the thing about the, okay, the TV, I don't even feel like I need to argue about it anymore because yes. I saw it in your face.
It's big.
Once you took it out of the box, it was like I saw your blood run cold.
It's because I can't return it right now. Everything in our area, we're not allowed to return anything.
No, but I thought it was going to be way bigger of an argument because I thought you were going to
Right now, I'm just saying, let's just enjoy having a movie theater in our living room.
Okay.
That's all it is. Enjoy this moment. You can watch. We can watch tonight. We can watch Roni. And have all the, like, they're going to be huge.
Yeah. They are.
They will literally be huge.
We watched Vanderpump Rules, the latest episode, on the TV, and I'm scarred. I saw every pore in my face.
Well, because it's a 4K, and I got the Apple TV 4K. It's very,
It's not good for the self-esteem to watch yourself.
Even these screensavers of Los Angeles look so clear and big and amazing.
Yeah, it's great, but we're getting rid of it. Because
yes, we are. I said we are.
I just want to give a little piece of advice to people. You can't have a TV bigger than the mantle. That's just aesthetically, that's the rule. So that's
you just know that because Sandoval told you
no,
that.
No, I had already been saying that.
Well, because you were with me when
that
I measured.
So
I showed
annoying.
You the edges of it when I was. I didn't measure the top. And that's the thing. I was thinking this is going to be like. I didn't measure the top. I should have done the top.
Yeah, it's just...
All right, I get it. They get it. We all get it. I got a lot of people that are on my side, but I'm literally... I understand it is too big, but let's just enjoy it because we have it. We're going to be home for a really long time, so we might as well have something that's a little obnoxious that we can watch television on.
You sound testy right now. Is it the quarantine getting to you?
It might be. It might be. I don't know. Maybe I am a little testy.
You're testy. I can see
because,
it and hear
because
it.
I've told you, I've agreed with you, but you keep jabbing at me.
Well, you brought
that
it
it's got to go.
You brought up the TV.
Well, I brought up subtitles and how great the subtitles are because you don't even need to kind of squint to see what you're reading. It's very big and
right.
Lets you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
So that's how quarantine life is going for us. fun. It's so fun. Okay, so I figured, you know what? People are like, what do I do? Like, what do I do while I'm stuck here with my significant other? And I had an idea.
Oh.
Use this as an opportunity to get to know your significant other more so you can decide whether you want to divorce or not right after this quarantine. Like, if you want to continue on in this relationship.
What?
I don't actually mean like that was just like a joke, but is an opportunity to get to know your partner more. You know, how often do you sit around and just like talk and ask weird questions, even if weird or not weird? So I Googled a bunch of random questions so we can get to know each other, Bo.
Oh my God, this
just
sounds so
just a little more. And if any, and as you're listening to this, if this might be an idea for you to do with your partner or family member or roommate or whomever you're quarantined with, jot down a question if you're like, you know what, this would be fun to talk about with my friends or my partner. So you're welcome. I'm providing you with a list of questions.
All right, but these questions can't, like, you can't get upset at me if I answer the wrong
way. Yeah, I can. I can always get upset. Yeah.
Then I'm going to, okay.
No, you're not going to censor yourself. You're just going to allow me to be upset.
Great.
If I don't like your answer. Okay.
Okay, let's just do this.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. We'll start off easy, okay? What do you do to get rid of stress? Let's think about this. What do you do to get rid of stress?
Well, I have been going back to like reading and like getting centered.
You always read.
I know, but I've been like getting reading more like things and articles that are kind of like maybe spiritual, that are that give me things about hope and not anxiety. You know what I mean? So that's how I've been doing the last 2 weeks, especially the last week. I feel like the last week I've got a lot more spiritual oriented and like my readings.
Okay, well, so like say outside of quarantine, on an everyday basis, whenever you're feeling stressed, that's where you go to? Or is there like something else you
do? Well, no, I'm just focusing on right now. I mean, I feel like with this quarantine, it's made me kind of like step back a little bit, and it's kind of nice to not be so worldly in my life.
What do you
worldly
mean?
Like worldly, like I'm always just about work and then so much on social media. Yes, we're on social media now, but just it's like I'm missing out on like the small things, you know, that before the quarantine, it was just like go, right? Mm-hmm. And I forgot a lot of like, you know, like my spiritual backbone, or like looking at extra sunsets, or you know, realizing that there's like this small little, like thinking about the small things, you know, because it was just go.
Right.
And now that we can't go, I'm just trying to get all those little things back and into focus. And that's actually helping me be less stressed.
Okay.
For myself.
Right. I'm trying to think of how I make myself not stressed. I just live in it.
You do?
Yeah.
I try to give you options. Today, like you were like.
No. This is a kind
of stress?
This is a thing. Bo, like many partners and most men, when you go to them being like, oh, I'm stressed, or I'm antsy, or I'm just feeling this, or I'm bored, I don't want you to then be like, well, you could do this, A, B, C, D. Like, no, I just want to be able, like, you don't have to fix this. You don't need to then tell me what I could be doing. Like, well, you could go and vacuum, or you could go and do blah, blah, blah.
Well, the vacuum was a joke.
I don't need an answer. I'm not coming to you to be like.
I didn't realize that.
I'm just coming to vent and bitch and moan and complain.
And now when you do that, I'm just going to go, sucks for you.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I don't want an answer.
Okay, now I know. See, look, communication, it does wonders.
Yes. So in terms of what do I do to get rid of stress, I ask for hugs.
You do?
I do that.
Anytime. My arms are arms wide open.
Yeah, I ask for hugs.
Stassi Schroeder.
And drink. There's that.
And a drink. And I'll make you a spritz.
Okay, here's a fun question. Are you?
You're
supposed to be podcasting.
I know, but Refund looks really cute right now, so I just want to do a cute little story.
Put the phone down.
This is how we do it behind the scenes.
Put the phone down. Are you ready?
I'll post that tomorrow.
Okay. What is something, think about this, what is something popular right now that annoys you?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
I know mine.
Go.
At first, like the first one that I saw, I was like, that's funny. The second one I saw, I was like, that's funny. Now they really annoy me. The little TikTok where couples exchange their clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this isn't original anymore. Everyone's done it. So now whenever I see one, it just like seriously irks me.
I think the thing that irks me, and it's also really sad, and I just thought this was within like some people that I know, but there was an African-American porn star guy who has like an illicit picture of him on a bed with a really big penis. And for some reason that has become this massive meme. And I have no idea what's been going on. There's like thousands of this guy's memes. I mean, they even put it on like the Ram's head. And I was kind of like, what's going on? Like, did this guy die of COVID or something? And then I have no idea, but it's just getting like spread around everywhere. Like I'm getting so many messages of like, ha ha ha. But I'm like, this guy died, I guess, years ago. And now he's a joke for this like COVID meme thing. I feel like I'm annoyed with that, and it's really poor taste.
Okay, I can understand. I know what photo you're talking about because you showed me. I will argue that he's a porn star.
I think he was, yeah. I don't know.
If he was a porn star, then he's probably smiling down, being like, yep, I'm back.
True, yeah.
20 years later or however, whenever he passed away. Yeah. So it's not like it was a photo that was like leaked of somebody.
True. I'm just sick of seeing it.
Oh, okay. But I understood that was...
That was just the first thing that popped in my head.
I get that. Okay, if you could learn... Well, oh, wait, hold on. I already answered mine, yeah. If you could learn the answer to one question about your future, what would it be? Think hard on that.
Oh, man. There's just too much.
I know what mine would be.
What?
If I'm able to have children, like if I'm going to have children. Like if I... If it's like not going to... If it wouldn't... Like if for some reason it like wouldn't work for us... I'd like want to know so that I don't have hope for the rest of my life.
Right.
That's like the only answer I think I want.
I mean, if you know, everyone wants to go like, when will you die?
Do you really want to know when you're going to die?
Well, I mean.
You would want to know.
Well, I mean, think, I don't know. You know, well then it's like, I feel like if I did know, maybe I would take life. I would, you know, have a little bit more fun during that time if it was short. But I think just right now, I'm like, when the fuck is COVID going to be over? And when can we all go out and like rebuild society? I don't know.
I think society will be fine after this.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Economy seems like it's not doing so well.
But I think that, well, I don't think it's going to be as weird as we think once we are able to leave the house.
I don't know. I don't know. I would like to know.
I think it's going to be trippy like to that it goes back to normal like to know so soon.
When,
I think
when
that
they find a cure. How about that?
That's a great
answer.
So
then I can prepare myself. I'm like, oh, this is going to be another 6 months. Great.
Right. Okay. Who would you want to be stuck? Wait, did I answer mine?
No.
Yeah. My children question. I keep forgetting that I answer it first. Who would you want to be stuck in an elevator with? Not anyone you know. Meaning like take me and family friends out of it. Like a stranger, like someone who's alive right now.
MacGyver, because he'll be able to open the elevator with like a toothpick. You don't know who MacGyver is,
yeah,
do you?
I do, but I didn't think it was a real person.
It's not. Yeah, oh, you want a real person?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just thought
I'm like, was it based on a real person?
It actually was.
No. I mean, if you could be stuck in an elevator, so you have like 2 hours to have a conversation with somebody that you're stuck in the elevator with, who would it be?
Bill Gates. Just to like enlighten my ass. Someone smart and cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do a comedian and stuff. You know, Joe Rogan would be fun, but I feel like, you know, in that time, or actually maybe Joe Rogan, because at least, you know, it'd be funny and it would definitely take away, or I can go on the enlightened route and say something like Bill Gates.
Oh, you're so enlightened right now. I wish I prepared an answer for this one because my brain's going a million miles a minute and I'm struggling to think of who I would choose.
I mean, if I was single, I'd be like, you know, sure, like Jennifer Connelly. If she was single.
I didn't ask that question.
I know. I just wanted to get myself in trouble. Stassi.
I think, okay, if I had to be stuck in an elevator for 2 hours. Oh my gosh. I'm not sure. I'm thinking of comedians too.
Just to pass the time.
Yeah. Like Will Ferrell. But then he'd probably just be bored of me and I'd get insecure.
Yeah.
Maybe like Amy Schumer. I feel like we would have a lot to talk. I feel like we could talk a lot. There'd be a lot of shit we could talk about.
I feel like that would be good for you.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Cool.
Cool. This is an awesome podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying it. But for real, if you like any of these questions, jot them down. Ask your quarantine partner the same. Maybe it'll take up 45 minutes of the day and break it up for a second. If you could teleport, where would you go and why? Now, this is not like in the past or the future. This is just like if you could quickly.
That's like one of my top superhero powers. teleportation.
Oh, so you've thought about this.
Yeah, because people are like, I want to fly. I'm like, fuck no. Do you know how cold it is up in the air? It's like,
but you'd
it's
have
like
a suit
zero
on.
Degrees.
You'd have a, but you'd have a suit that
but
would
I wouldn't want, I know what I'm saying. That's why I don't like flying. I like teleportation. Think about where you're going to go, poof, and you land, you go there. That would be my, like one of my top three
okay.
things.
Well, let's do this. If you could teleport anywhere right now, in this moment, where would you?
One of the Costco's that closed down so that I can just go grab supplies. I'm kidding. Don't shake your head. I can be silly. These are my... Sorry.
Yeah, no, they're your what? Answers. They're your answers.
Oh, if I can teleport somewhere right now? God, that's a really good question. I mean, there's so... But I can... Is it... I feel like there's so many other places that I'd want to go. It's like...
Just I have another question later on okay. of places that you have never been to. So that's fine.
But I feel like I'd teleport to... I mean, normally I'm not an island person, but I'd teleport to like an island where there's maybe like just one house there and no one's there. But they still have internet and TV.
No. See, me right now, I would teleport back to Paris and roam the streets all by myself.
Yeah, but there's cops there. That wouldn't happen.
Well, in my brain, I become invisible.
Oh, so now you have multiple...
I have multiple superpowers.
That doesn't count.
I want to see Paris with no one else on the streets.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, okay. Well, now you add that. Well, then, yes, let me... I'd like to teleport to Rome where we were supposed to get married and, like, check out the place
we
again.
We might still get
But I'm invisible,
married
and I also
there.
Am not susceptible to, like, airborne viruses or anything like that.
No, you're not. You're not. You're not.
I'm literally Superman.
Yeah.
Except by
teleporting. In this, there are no rules. You can do what you want. So teleporting is, you don't have to just go to an island. You get bored on the beach.
Then you know what? Then get, that's what I'm saying. Well, then
you
know what?
That.
I'm going to get a really fast car and then drive the empty streets of San Francisco, like that movie Bullet, and just like jump hills and do like skids and stuff.
Okay.
You want to get like creative.
Yeah, you can get creative.
Yeah, empty San Francisco.
The world is our oyster from inside this house right now.
All right.
Like whatever
Let's manifest
you,
that.
Whatever you want. Okay. If you could go back. Oh, I liked this one because Taylor asked us this. If you could go back to any time, what would you want to go back to and experience?
Go ahead.
I know mine. It's so easy to answer. I would go back to Versailles to the time of Marie Antoinette and I would hang out and I would have the cutest fucking dress and jewels and I would just like walk around the court and gossip with people. But like in this thing, you're safe. You don't get killed. Okay. No one can murder you. So don't be like, well, I can't go back to this time because I'd probably be killed because I look like this. No, you don't have to think about that. You can go and everyone embraces you wherever you choose. Okay. I would totally go back to Versailles. I have to recommend to people right now, if you have Oculus or like a VR situation, you should totally use it. I used my Oculus to watch videos of Paris and like the building of like Notre Dame and stuff. And it felt like I traveled for a little bit and it was like such a mood enhancer. Very much here for it. Highly recommend.
All right. Yes. Okay. Like the first thing, of course, would it be cool to go back to hang out with Jesus or like Genghis Khan or, you know, some of the, you know, big people from the past, but this is random because we don't know. Egyptian stuff sounds cool, but I would go back to find Atlantis. If Atlantis was there and I could just say, I'm going to go back to Atlantis. This is my wish. Boom. What if that shit's real?
I was just about to ask you, do you think Atlantis is real?
I don't know. I mean, it could have, I have no idea. There's science, there's mystical stuff about it. There's sci-fi stuff about it. There's, you know, history that in some book that was written about it, but no one really knows.
Have we ever done a deep dive on the internet about Atlantis? Have you?
No, because there's so much like crap nowadays. I feel like it's pointless.
Okay. So you choose Atlantis.
I choose Atlantis.
If it's real, you choose Atlantis.
Yes.
I like that answer actually a lot. This one's fun. If you were a movie director, what genre and types of movies would you make?
Come on. Did you really have to ask me that? Of course you know what I'm going to say. Rom-coms, everything about like girls and like what? Sex in the City. That's called sarcasm.
Oh, I was like...
What kind of movies would I direct? You know what I would direct.
Superhero movies?
Superhero movies, sci-fi movies, yeah, Harry Potter movies.
You got to get specific. What would your movies, what would they be? It's like you can't go superhero, Star Wars, and Harry Potter all in one.
I would do something like what was that? Interstellar. Chris Columbus movies.
With Matthew McConaughey?
I think it was Chris Columbus, yeah.
Chris Columbus? The guy who did Home Alone?
Not Christopher Columbus. Christopher Nolan.
Doesn't Chris Columbus do all the good funny movies?
I don't think it was Christopher Columbus.
Chris Columbus does Home Alone.
No, he's also the person who's discovered island outside of America.
Christopher Columbus supposedly, but didn't actually.
No, it's Christopher Nolan. I can't believe I forgot that. But he did all the Batman series that I wanted you to watch. The one with what's his face who passed away, the Australian actor who
Heath
did
Ledger.
Heath Ledger. Those are good. Yeah, Christopher Nolan. His stuff is dark and fun.
Okay. You know what I would do?
What?
A very specific genre of horror that's not totally horror. It would be all haunted house movies, but had since you just made me watch the other day, the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Wes Anderson?
It would be like that. And the sets would just be so awesome. It's like a mixture of the Grand Budapest Hotel, but horror, kind of that other movie that I watched the other day that I really love, Crimson Peak. The set on Crimson Peak, I just love it. So I would just make a shit ton of movies like the Grand Budapest Hotel, but they were more horror-y. So they were like haunted house, but weird, like that Wes Anderson stuff.
Yeah, I feel like you'd also add the Coen brothers on that too.
What did they do?
Raising Arizona. They did that Intolerable Cruelty that you
love. That movie.
They did the Burn After Reading. They've done bazillion amazing awkward.
It would just be weird, haunted house shit.
But then so it's funny.
Funny, yeah.
Okay.
But it's a mixture of funny and horror.
Yeah. I feel like, you know who I feel like you could do that? Who did, what's his, Peele, Jordan Peele.
Yeah. Except he doesn't have great sets. I would never.
No, but he does good horror and he's funny. So he'd probably be the one who could probably do something like that.
Right. He could help me out.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can give him the idea. You can be the ghostwriter and he can just do it.
Okay. I like where you're at.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. If money was no object, what would you do all day long?
It's
really hard to think of right now because I can't do anything I want to do.
Well, since we can't leave the house, I would just be shopping. I would buy a bed for our guest best room.
If we could leave that, if life was normal, let's pretend we're not quarantined.
Okay, let me get back into that headspace.
Yeah, I know. It's real diff. It really is. Difficult.
So if money was no object, what would I do?
Let's take the obvious out of it, okay? The obvious answer is to travel.
Yeah.
If I had just a shit ton of money, I would just spend the rest of my life traveling. So let's take that out of it.
And take out charities because that's a...
Take out charities, yeah.
Because of course you would do that.
Take that, take out charities, take out travel. So I think there are people peering into our house right now.
Oh, really? It's the worst thing.
Yeah, totally is.
All these people keep hiking through our streets.
Yeah. Problems living in the hills.
No, it is because all the parks are closed. So now everyone's walking up through the hills to get their exercise. And no one is social distancing.
I know.
No
one has. So fucking annoying.
Our mayor just told everyone to put on bandanas over your mouth now when you go out in public.
Yeah, I saw that.
And nobody is doing that.
No, no one at all. We can attest to it. I'm going to start Instagramming people not social distancing outside of my house and embarrass all of you motherfuckers.
Shame them.
Shame.
All right, back to money.
Yeah, back to what would you do?
Well, I definitely wouldn't buy another television. I don't know, man. It's there's so many things.
No, it's what would you do all day? If you didn't have to work.
If I didn't have to work?
If you didn't have to work and you had all the money in the world.
I'd be bored as fuck if I didn't have to work.
I know.
Having money doesn't give doesn't make things fun. I mean, in a sense of if I had all the money in the world, then I'd be okay, so that means I'm already set. So working is You know, it's like makes me think it's like certain like trust fund kids. They're just rich. So they don't do anything. They just hang out and party. So I don't know. I feel like I'd love to work. I love my job. So I'm like, I would want to work. But if I had all the money in the world, I don't really know what I would do, because the thing that we all would do is give it to charities.
We took or, that out of it.
I know.
Or travel.
But, so
okay,
that,
I know what I would really do. I would build a fun house, like my version of Neverland, with rides, cool pools, water slides, and I would just have my friends over every single day, and we'd have brunch and play in the rides and in the pool and on the slides every day.
That sounds awesome. That's a really good answer. Would you have like a wading pool, like, you know, like it,
yeah,
like
have
Adventure
a bar.
Island? They have it just floats around. What are they called?
I well, if money's no option, yeah. I'd have it all, bro.
Would you have other people go in there and like guests go in there?
No,
just
friends.
For you.
My friends,
okay,
and family, just people.
So
yeah.
All 20 of them.
Yeah,
that's including family.
Pretty much.
All right, next.
Okay, this one's tough. Now this one might take you a second. Okay. This involves some creativity. How would you conquer the earth?
What do you mean conquer?
Well, when I wrote this question down, I was like, what kind of question is this? Should I even write it down? And then I thought, oh, I have a plan. I have a plan, I think. What I would do is it would all start by me having to find someone who could make a video that would mind control everyone who sees it. And then I would spend the rest of all of the money that I have. I would pay the top influencers, like every Kardashian, Selena Gomez, people with the highest followings. They would think they're just doing SponCon because I'm paying them a shit ton of money. But they would be posting a video that mind controls everyone. And then slowly but surely, if you see that video, because you're mind controlled, you're forced
to
repost it.
It's a movie. It's totally a movie.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And then.
Yes, it is. Or it's an episode in a sci-fi. 100%. I know this sounds familiar.
Well, I've never seen it. I've never seen Instagram being used to conquer the world. So I would conquer the world by Instagram.
It was, I think it's like, hold on, my gosh, what is it? It's The Watchmen.
Well, I've never seen that.
Because I think it was The Watchmen that people were watching. This hacker put on this stuff on the television, and then all these people like got zoned out and then became like, and you know, like robot's eyes, and they're like, yes, kill, 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 or do something.
Well, I'm not going to make people kill each other.
Or whatever the programmer wanted to do.
Okay,
I'm
going it via Instagram, okay? So if you don't have Instagram, I guess you're saved. I can't conquer you. You know what I mean? So it's only people who are on Instagram, and they repost the video the second that they see it. And then I mind control them. And then I would just live in a world where everyone, whenever I saw someone, they handed me a dollar. And then I would just become so rich, because everywhere I went, people would just be like, oh, they would be forced to hand me a dollar. And they could go about their lives and live normal lives. But everywhere I went, everyone had to hand me a dollar.
Wow. Okay. That's very creative. I mean, going back to the last question, what would you do if you had all the money in the world? Why wouldn't you just create that and then conquer the world? It's like that question can just go into the other question.
Okay. See, look, we're getting to know each other.
I don't know. I have no idea how I would conquer the world. So I really, it's, that's.
Do you want me to pause on this?
No, or I think I'm just going to skip it. I literally I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, I would, you know, I would find aliens to come out here and then take over.
All right. Well, here's a question. Well, you got to have a plan as to how to do that.
Or I would just build robots and then take places of all the like public leaders, and then, but they're robots.
That's interesting.
And
okay.
Then, you know, and then I'm like, I control them. So.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. That's
Android robots.
Android robots that take over the world leader. So you'd have to kill every world leader.
Or I can just imprison them.
Or, yeah.
You know, in like a very like,
in
you
a
know,
nice
like
place.
In a
nice hotel.
Martha Stewart's type
in a Ritz Carlton.
Yeah.
You know?
Just, you know. 20 floors under the ground.
Okay, well, I wasn't even going to ask this question because I don't have an answer for it, but maybe you can answer, but you brought up aliens. If you could give a message to aliens, what message would you give?
help.
Well, right now, yeah.
No, just in general.
Right, okay.
Help.
You'd have to be specific, though.
Help us. Please.
I see. I don't know what I would say if I that's why I wasn't even going to ask this question, because I don't know what I would want to say to the aliens, what message I'd want to send them or give them. I'd be like, just save me. Save my, just don't hurt me.
Well, help us with, you know.
Like, but they'd be like, help you with what?
Technical.
They'd be like, you're going to have to
technology stuff.
You can't just say.
And like how to be peaceful. And also, can we build like water slides from one continent to the other to transfer ourselves to other places? I don't know. I'm just being silly.
Okay. Where do you want to travel most that you've never been?
All right. I've never been to South America. I never wanted to go to South America. Just, I've always been like a Europe guy. Just, I think it's just because family's close there and it's such an easy way to travel around. But I've always in the back of my head, it was like, if someone was like, we're going to South America, we're going to like Brazil or Argentina or something like that, and do you want to come? I'd be like, yes. But I feel like I've never wanted to go there. I've never had an opportunity to go there. No one I've known has like invited me or like did a group thing to go there. So I think I'd probably do somewhere in South America.
Okay. I've never heard you say that before.
Because you never asked that question.
Get to know your significant other
getting to know all about you.
I think I would choose Egypt. I'd want to see all the pyramids. Cool. I'd want to go to all the museums with like see sarcophagi, scarabs.
Sarcophagi.
Like whatever.
Sarcophaguses.
Sarcophagi, right?
Sarcophagus.
Isn't anything that ends in an us?
I don't know.
It's just plural. Funny. I think that would be, because that's also a place that you don't just like, hey, want to go to Egypt? That doesn't really like happen.
Yeah, because I think most people are scared to go to Egypt right now, even though it's
probably the safest place ever.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, that's what I would choose. This is also an interesting question. What experiences did you have in your life that shaped your views about money? When I wrote that question down, I was like, that's actually a really interesting question.
Hmm.
I can think of some specific things that in my life that have made me the way that I am about money. Like, I remember my mom wrote in my 18th birthday card, like 18 rules to live by. And one of them was like, even if you can't afford your rent, buy the shoes. Mom, not the best thing to teach me. That's why I got in credit card debt when I was in college. So that was something that I remember that had stuck out. So every time I wanted something, I was like, I can just do it. My mom wrote this in my card. But then I also remember my dad growing up always being like, you can always make more money. Like, you can always work harder. Like, you can always take another job. You can always take another thing. So like, if you spend it if you want, like if you see that it's dwindling, just work harder. Like, my dad would pick up another, because he's an architect, get another house to do, get another project to do. So like, even though we weren't like wealthy, we weren't like rich, like we were normal middle class family, my dad took us on a bunch of trips and would like take us to nice dinners. And I had like, you know, nice things, but we weren't like rich people. But he was always like, you can always just like work more. And I feel like that's how I've always been. Even when I was like really broke, I still would buy nice things. I would just like then have to go work at Sir like two times more that week.
Well, I grew up with like my dad going, money has no home. So
what does that mean?
Like, money has no home. Like, he was always set financially. So I like kind of had that mentality. But then when I got older and I didn't really have like good money management stuff, and then I had a really great job when I was younger, and then when the recession hit, that's when I kind of started being like, oh my God, my spending and all of a sudden like all work stopped for me. So like, you can go, oh, I'm just going to go work harder. Like working in casting, working in the entertainment industry for advertising in 2008, when the recession happened, no one was spending money on ads because no one was buying stuff. So I like casting went low. My other job that I was doing, with advertising, like just basically stopped. There wasn't many, appointments that, mm-hmm. That I was able to go out for. And it got really low to the point where I was like, oh my God, you know, I've been spending so much and this is the worst time. And then realizing that, and then I had to go bankrupt, you know, I had to file for bankruptcy. And it was just because, and that time there was literally nothing that I could do. You can't, it's like when you work in casting, when you work in advertising, it's not like we can go to, jobs get brought to us. So it's not like we were like, hey, I'm just going to call a bunch of advertisers and say, hey, we're ready to cast your next thing. That's not how it goes. So, you know, I think it was recession happened in 2008. And then by 2010, I was hurting. And then I realized from then is like how to be better with money, of like what I spend, what you need, make sure if you have the credit card, you know, if you're going to use it, make sure you're able to pay it off, you know? Yeah. So actually that is something that was, I mean, it's very embarrassing to say, you know, that, you went bankrupt, but also I guess I'm the only person in during the recession that had to file for bankruptcy. You know what I mean? That was a joke, because I know a lot of people that did that out here. And that, you know, that's a wake up call. And that actually made me a lot better financially. Even like now with you in the house, I'm like, when we got the house and you're like leaving the water on sometimes or leaving the lights on, like that costs money.
Yeah.
That costs money. That's just, you're throwing away stuff. So I'm very like particular about like, you know, spending and wasting and how my finances are now. And I probably wouldn't have been that way if I was still making really good money. You know, and things never happened to me.
You mean if the recession?
If the recession never happened, and that, and then I didn't file for bankruptcy, because it actually was a great learning experience.
Great answer. See, look at that. Okay, here's some relationship-y questions to end on. What could I do for you that I do not do now?
Blowjobs. Oh my God! Sorry.
Would I give a blowjob like once every 2 months?
Yeah, that's the worst. I think like
you have to ask for it.
I don't have to ask for it.
Okay, is that really your answer?
Do I look like I have something else coming up?
You look very serious.
Yeah.
So out of all of the things in our relationship,
well, that was the first thing that popped up.
Okay, I will
popped up
make more of an effort.
Thank you.
To do that. On my own without you asking for it. Okay.
What is yours?
I don't know. I was thinking, and this one was actually really hard. What could you do for me that you don't do now? Okay. Honestly,
I'm just going to say something. She actually paused this for about 5 minutes to think about this.
I know. And I can't think of anything. So congratulations. Wow.
Best fiance.
I can't really think of it. I was going to say something just about like keeping things organized.
But you can't.
But you've been way better about like when you wake up in the morning, like before, like if you wake up before me, like you straighten everything up. So like I really appreciate that. So like I can't.
Also, but sometimes when I get messy is because I'm actually doing like work, housework. So like putting my tools around and leaving things out. And
that's just what I like. I need the place to be like as visually
right,
pretty and comfortable as possible. So when I just see shit everywhere, it just like stresses me out.
But it's shit everywhere that I'm doing for like the construction, like hanging up sconces, putting in new thermostats, you know, doing tools and at like, you know, putting stuff up. Oh, the vacuum, because I need to vacuum right there.
I get it. Cool. Well, I don't really have an answer. So congratulations. Thank you. I'll give you more blowjobs.
Winning.
This is sweet. What traits do you think make us a compatible couple?
What? Why don't you go first?
No, I've been going first the whole time. No, why is it so hard?
I just
hard?
Went first.
Why is it so hard? That was literally the only question that you went first, and it was one complaining about me.
It was not one complaining
yeah,
about you.
Yeah, what could I do better?
I went first at least three times.
No, you didn't.
Harry, you know what? You're going to have to pause it now, and I'm going to have to sit there and think for 10 minutes.
Why? You can't think of what makes it... Fine, I will go first.
Hold on. What are the...
What traits do you think make us a compatible couple?
Let's see. I don't know about traits. I just know our sarcasm, our love for each other, the traits of locking eyes and smiling and hugs. Is that a trait? Lots of hugs.
It's the lamest answer. It is lame.
Okay, then you go.
Okay, I will go. I think what makes us really compatible is that we're half polar opposites and half very similar.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I think that that's what makes it work.
And also, because understanding and I'm patient and I see through a lot of your bullshit. And
I'm understanding.
Mm-hmm.
How am I not understanding?
You're not understanding that I accidentally bought a really big TV and I told you that I accidentally bought a big TV, but you weren't understanding that because you still kept busting my balls about buying a really big TV.
If the tables
were
turned,
that's not understanding.
And I had accidentally messed up and bought a TV that big, you would bust my balls just the same.
No, I would have said yes.
No, because you admit you don't like how big that is. You're like, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, right. But for now, again, repeating myself.
You're the one that keeps bringing up the TV, not me.
I'm just trying to say I'm patient.
Okay. All right. What makes you feel the most vulnerable?
Wow, that's a really good question. I don't know. Vulnerable. I don't know. I feel like I'm already pretty vulnerable.
I don't really know either.
I have no idea. Like, I'm pretty open and pretty in touch with like my feelings. So
I guess just being naked without a spray tan.
Or
the only thing I can think of really right now.
That's so shallow.
Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. I don't feel like I'm not vulnerable in other ways. I feel like.
I don't know.
Pretty much is what it is. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Yep. Right. Word.
Cool.
All right. One last question. And this literally is just this is random. This is for the single people out there. What do you think is one thing that all men should do when dating? I just saw that question on a list somewhere and I was like, that's an interesting question.
What do you think all men should do? Mm-hmm. Listen.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Listen. Okay. Any answer I was going to answer, I feel like you just trumped that. Yeah. You know what would be...
Therapist son.
Since we answered all these questions, I like wonder what it would be like to be single during these times, during awful quarantine times, because, you know, your friends were saying, like, your single friends were like, oh my God, all of my exes or any like one night stands or people I hooked up with are just like coming out of the woodwork right now and just like DMing,
hey,
texting,
want to FaceTime?
Hey, what's up? I'm like, I wonder like what it would be like and what we would be doing if we were single. Like, would I be texting dudes? Would I feel like FaceTiming anyone?
A little FaceTime sexy time?
Would I go, but not even that. Like, would I want to be taught? I don't. No, I'm not sure what I would do.
I don't know what I would do either. I'm just definitely happy that I'm not on your little scooter going back and forth to our apartments.
If we were, well, I feel bad because most people are in apartments right now, but
I don't mean apartments. I'm just saying I'm glad that I don't have to go back and forth again, like how we were living.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with apartments. It's just being on that scooter going back and forth to be with each other.
Yeah.
That was hard enough. Just when the world was normal, now where it would just be awful.
Yeah, totally.
That would be awful.
God bless everyone who's going through this and having to date.
Or not dating and just... I know I do have a lot of like friends that are in apartments, but they're like the big ones, you know, the big ones that have like, you know, 500 places in them and
right.
their neighbors, they know they've all been quarantined. So they like kind of hang out, but still 6 feet apart, but none of them, they're doing what we're doing. No one's leaving. Everything's just getting ordered to them, like right. food and all that stuff. So they're actually having a little bit of, you know, socialism, but just, but you know, in the safest way that we're allowed to do.
I know, you know, I just, this whole thing, I thought that I was a homebody and I realized, I think I told you this last night. I think I was just, I felt like I'm a homebody because I don't often have that much time at home. So when I can get it, I want it so badly. But now that I have so much of it, I hate it.
And it's funny because I love socializing. I love going out and I have not freaked out. Like in my mind. Like
yeah, you
I,
haven't.
Internally I'm having it, which is why I was talking about just like trying to get like spiritually kind of centered. Because, you know, you take that anxiety, but I have the anxiety, but I'm not, I thought it would be a lot. I thought, you know, when this was going on, like looking back in the last 3 weeks that we've quarantined ourselves, I'm fine. Like I have things to do. I have house projects. I'm fine reading a book. I'm fine sitting out in the sun. Fine. I'm fine. So I originally thought that I would be like, FOMO, like I need to go to the Belmont. I miss my friends. I want to go out, but you're the one who's like, I would have thought that this would be like heaven for you. And
it's not, I thought it would be too, cause you're now my prisoner and I can have you all the time and there's nowhere for you to go. But like, I've realized like, I really do like to go out and do things.
Well, maybe we should just get in the car and like take a drive, not go anywhere. Just drive around.
That almost feels like a fucking tease.
But at least we can open the sunroof. Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny.
Telling me I have no money and putting me in the middle of Bloomingdale's. Like, that's rude. I don't know that I would enjoy a car ride with nowhere to go. I actually think that that would make it worse.
Yeah.
Like, I just miss my friends. I miss being on tour. I miss the Grove.
At least Roni's starting tonight, so.
I know.
You have that.
I miss working. I miss like going to a place to work, meaning like having things that I have to do. Like, yes, I'm trying to write. I'm trying to podcast and like, you know, things like that. But I miss like, got to wake up at this time and be there at this time and work for a few hours here and do this there, have that job there. Like, I miss that. Put on a fucking cute outfit. I don't even have an OOTD mirror in this house yet.
I mean, what would your OOTD be? The same thing that you've been wearing the last 3 days?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I know.
Just, I'm not thriving. I think I thought I would thrive in this situation, and I'm not. I'm definitely not thriving.
I'm not thriving, but I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Yeah, you are. Cool. Congratulations.
At least there's someone that's like centered in this house, you know, for support. Well, I'll be your foundation.
Thank you.
What's that? I feel like that George Michael song. What's that? Oh, no. Oh, never mind. I forgot it.
All right. Well, thank you for taking an hour out of your busy day.
I'll be your father figure around the break of day. That's I don't know. What's that song?
I'm not sure.
No, okay. Never mind.
But I don't want you to be my father figure. So if you could not, that'd be great.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye, everyone. Stay safe, motherfuckers.